The fourth perek of Maseches Chulin is perhaps the most obscure perek. It deals with something that's known but not fully understood. And this is the din of Ben Pakur. Ben Pakur is a behemoth that was shechted, a nekeva, and inside the nekeva there was a vlad. And the halacha is, the Torah learns, teaches us, kol ba behemoth teichelu. Ba behemoth teichelu means it can be eaten if it's ba behemoth, after the shechita, anything that's in the behemoth. What's in the behemoth? Part of the behemoth? That's not what the Torah is saying. The Torah is saying something that could be looked at as not part of the behemoth. What's that? There's another behemoth inside. What's that? That's the vlad of a behemoth that was shechted. That being said, if the mother is shechted, the vlad has a din also that it's mutter to eat without another ma'isa shechita. Mideraisa, the behemoth could be walking around. You could have a vlad that was taken out. The reason why it's called a ben pakur, incidentally, pakur, miloshim pakir, it was ripped. Normally, the way a dead animal, after the shechita, the animal is dead, delivers the baby, is they had to surgically rip open the stomach of the behemoth to take out its vlad. Most often, the vlad is not going to come out derech neloden. Nice, you can have a vlad of a ben pakur. It'll survive the mother being shechted, and it'll be walking around. The Gemara gives it a term, hifris agave karka. The animal doesn't walk right away. After a few hours, animal stands up, it's walking around. Behemoth. Chazal said that one should shecht the ben pakur, because otherwise it looks mamish like an avela, mamish eating from a behemoth without shechita. But midaraisa, the behemoth is mutter without shechita. It has a din of shechuta. Now this din is negea to everything that's negea, shem shechita in a behemoth. Negea whether you're allowed to eat it or not. The vlad, even without a shechita, is mutter because it already chalned ahead of ben pakur. It's negea legabi tuma v'tayra. If the animal, the vlad then dies, it's not metame, because that's din of shechita already. Also, it doesn't have the issa of evi menachayif. If somebody rips a limb, again, midrabanan, one shouldn't, but if somebody rips a limb off the vlad, it was already a geshachtina. Same thing goes with gabi treifa. If the vlad becomes a treifa later on, it's not osur, because it was already chalna that had to shechita. We'll see later on a chiddush, that even though chelev and gid anoshe in animals is osur, but that's only in an animal that has its own shechita. In the vlad that has the shechita of the mother being matrit, there's no issa chelev v'gid anosh. We'll see about that later on. The lomdim through the ages, daily Rabbi Senu Achroinim, Asfendei Raisa and other Achroinim, Achiezer talks about Chachira Latin, Ois Yankiv, which is a classic sefer on Hilchos Shechita from the brother of the Dva Avram. They all have a Chachira in different variations, but the Chachira of Ben Pakur, of Perek Be'ema Mekasha, is how exactly does this have to work? Is the pshat that when we shecht the mother, so there's a, remember that a Maisa Shechita is not just about shechting the neck of the behemoth, it's that when the Maisa Shechita is done to the neck of the behemoth, it's chal in the whole behemoth that's Bosa Shechuta. So the heta that's chal in the Bosa Shechuta is chal in the vlad as part of the mother, and it's Bosa Shechuta. It means, how do we look at a vlad? Do we look at a vlad as just being a chatichas boser inside the mother? We'll compare it to a concept that we have more legabe isurebio and legabe tvila geirus v'chule called ubayerachimai. We're just using that lezabazoiz and the musangam are not exactly the same. But we also will say that the uba, the vlad inside the mother behema, is part of the behema, and therefore it's ba behema. The heter shchita schalne has a shem shchuta or no? Not that it's geshochten, it's like a different animal. The vlad is a different animal, but it's babhema. So the space, this place called babhema, is a matter, even without there being a cheftza of shem shchuta that's chal on the vlad. Nafkeminis, it sounds like only like a shayla nusuch. So let's point out a few nuschois. As for the reis and simu yudal, another achrenim point out, what's the halacha if the vlad, we just pointed out, that the vlad could live for many years after shechita so'em, and he has din of shechuta. What about later on, the vlad is in a cave as well as the mother, and the vlad then is a cow and gives off milk? The halacha is, if that a behemoth is, a cow is geshochten, and then milk is milked out of it, that milk is called chele cholov shechuta, and does not have the din of a basa b'cholov. Because that's not our Indian right now. is the milk that comes out of a ben pakua, in this case a bas pakua, is it cholov shchuta or not? Seems to be a mashmois, marit al gazin, b'chayris, and davov, that there is no din bas b'cholov by b'cholov ben pakua. Sharmelch names on that way. My zonder achren machayli kan to do. Let you that get. That's one nafkamina. If it's shchuta, so then it doesn't have the iser. If it's just a chalois heter of bar behemoth, so the animal's not a shchuta. So now it's a live, mature animal. It has a heter, true. But lamaisa, it's cholov of a live animal. So it has the supposed cholov. Another nafkamina will be, this is a famous shtickle from the Proshos Drochim, from the Mechab and the Mishnah Lamelech, that even though Ben Bakur doesn't eat shchita, like we said, but lamaisa, you're not allowed to eat it while it's alive. Let's give another piece of information. We had in the second pack the Musa of Mefakeses that a behemoth could be shechted and it's going to die as a result of the shechita. The behemoth could still be alive, thrashing about. Animals do that. There's a chius that they have even after they're shechted. L'chor, the animal's alive. Eating a live animal is even menachai. L'maisa d'aloch is not that way. Once the chalei shechita is chal, the animal is a shechuta, even while it's alive. A goy that doesn't have the chalois shem shchita, the Gemara has a whole discussion whether without that chalois, so what is it? It's a live animal, it's Evin Achai, one of the Shev Mitzvah. But Yisrael is allowed to eat from a mefacheses, that's a dain b'chayel, because it was chal l'dashem, it's a cheftza v'shchuta. Yesh lodun, does a ben paku have that same status? So I can have a big discussion about this. I'll have to be telling that. If it's not a cheftza v'shchuta, so it doesn't need shchita, b'abahem t'echedu. But by behemoth echel, you can't eat it while it's alive. But if it's a din shchuta, then it has that din. The famous raya that's in the Tvur Shor and Simon Yud Gimel from the Sugi and Tmur Dafi Beis that talks about shchute chutz on a vlad of a behemoth that has kedusha and the behemoth was shechted outside. Is it called shchute chutz? You shech the mother. Is it called shchute chutz because now the vlad became mutter? That shteta on the Gemara that has a shem shchuta. Not just tam a heter by behemoth echel. It's a the din that has a shem shchuta. It's one raya. Then there's another famous raya from a sugya in Bava Kama Dafayin Ches that talks about a chiv dal vehei, which is a chiv on shechting behemoth. What are you going to say? The gabi the uber, whether the shem shchuta was chal on it, is avada l'chor the noise over. There's also not a heter on isra achila, but it's a shem shchuta. The other thing that they bring up is a maramokim in Meseches Poro that is a din you can't do the shchitas poro for poro aduma shchitas beis poro is biyachat. So shaila is a discussion whether the shchita of a poro that's meuberes is called the shchitas beis poro. Shteit luchayr that's it's a form of shchita. It's not stamahet. Other azal chirayis that means luchayr. It's quite clear that it does have some type of shem shchuta. And still, the other tzad. That's not mamish that the vlad is a cheftz of a shchuta, but that the heter of the mother is called, you're making a heter shchita on the vlad, but it's not the same thing. It's for it only a heter babeima. It's some way of making a tziru for the tzadim. That's the bavusterade when you learn this perek b'iyun. It's a little bit of an esoteric perek. Now let's see the Mishnah itself. Beheima mekasho leled, or beheima that's going through labor pains. You have this nusach used in Shas also by a woman if the delivery, the labor is not going kitzur also, and the woman's body is having a hard time opening up to be meulid the vlad. So memela, the behemah is mekasha leled, and sometimes the behemah is trying to come out. V'hoitzia uber, that's in the behemah, is yodoy v'chziro. The behemah put its hand out and then it was machzit. What the Mishnah means to say is the fact that the uber was moitzi yodah v'chziru does not render it a yelud. It's still bechlal, like an uber yerechima. It's still in the mother. It still has the heter of ben pakua. As opposed to hoitzi es roishoy, afal pishe chziroy, even though the head now is back and the shchita now was done on the mother. And by the way, the Gemara speaks this out, that the owner of the behemoth, the farmer, will decide to shecht the mother that's mekasha leil. That's why the Mishnah used this term, because he sees that the mother is going to die in childbirth. Its blood pressure is dropping. And because of that, he doesn't want to lose the behemoth. So he'd rather have it as a geshocht than an animal. So he shechts quickly the mother, and yet the shaila is, what's the din of the vlad? So if it was Moitzi Yoda, it's not called Yalud. Moitzi Roisha, because the Roisha is the Iker of any live animal or person. So even though now it's inside, Lamais, it's already Chalnet Hashem Yalud, it's not part of the mother anymore. And therefore, it's not Mutter. Now what's important to point out over here is that the Hoitzi Yoda, the Yad itself is also. The Gemara learns this out from a Pasuk, Bosavasa the Trefa, Loisa Chelu, which the Pasuk, the Poshut Pshat is the Issa of Trefis, that the Sode is the place where an animal is rendered a Treva, it's left unprotected. Drusa, we learned in the beginning of the third parak. However, the Chazal also dashed in a few different similar drashas. Basoda means out of its misgeret, out of the right place. The right place for an animal that hasn't been born yet is inside the mother. So an animal that stuck its hand out, that shtickel flesh, that hand, is called basoda. It's out of its rightful place. And Mamela has a din of trefa, and the shcheter shchita that's then shechter on the mother would not be matirit. L'maisa, maisa shchita, even on the Vlad, remember, shechted with the mother shchita, a maisa shchita on the Vlad later on will not be matir eating the hand. That bosa was chalunit bosa soda, but bosa basoda trefa, loisa chel the dinis. The whole discussion, look at the Rav, is a complicated sugya. What about the mokum achatach? The mokum that's flush with the svas harechem, which it's right there by the mokum hayetziah, which would render it not part of, not in the babahema anymore, not part of the heter of the mother. But lamaisa was inside. There's a discussion back about lamaisa when the behema is maksu yodo, so then the mokum achatach is mutter. Not clear what the lumdus of that din is. Choytech mu'uber shebemeel, if they choytech a chelek from the uber, that means they see the behemoth's makasha leled, they're afraid to lose the behemoth, they cut off pieces of the uber shebemeel to help the animal survive the birth, in order not to lose the mother. Alamaisa, they cut off, let's say, they cut off the leg of the behemoth in order that it shouldn't be that hard for the behemoth to give birth, the leg of the uber, b'mei, imo, not a ma'aser shchita, just cutting off the leg. They leave it inside, so it's still part, since it never came out, it's still part of the mother to still have the dinner ba behemoth techelu, mutter ba'chilu. However, let's say they cut out part which is part of the mother, minatcholu minakloyus of the mother herself, in order to make more space, birechem ima, that the vlad could come out. Also bachilo. What's the pshat? Zaklal. Doveshuhu gufa. That's a chelik of the behemoth itself. Also, there's no heter ba behemoth. It's not ba behemoth. Either it's on the behemoth, it's attached, or not. Then it's tamashtik flesh. She'ene gufa. The Torah says that something which is not really the mother, it's only a vlad, where its natural habitat now, Bishas Ubro, is to be inside the mother, that's called Babahema, and then the din is mutter. That heter is only koilul, the chalokim of the Ubro, not the chalokim of the mother.